Yeah, hi, everyone. We're going to get a roundtable together and go through some of the bigger news stories heading into the weekend. Also, we've got Slow News Day, where we look back at the day and see if some of the stories that you didn't hear about should actually be considered news. That and the excitement of me talking this hour here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.
This is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Did we get any sufficient hate notes that or texts or tweets that we could read as Arnold Schwarzenegger? Can we take a look at that and maybe get back to that after we do Richard Krause and his movie selections for this weekend? I said earlier, and I hope I won't have to apologize, I'm interested to see which movie is worse, which is better, between 80 for Brady, which is a bunch of 80-year-old women going to see the Super Bowl when Tom Brady played for the Patriots, versus Cocaine Bear. So without further ado, let's get into, does Richard Krause love these movies? Richard, what's the first movie?
In 80 for Brady, now playing in theaters, four best friends, played by Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, Sally Field, and Lily Tomlin, fulfill their dreams of attending the Super Bowl and meeting quarterback Tom Brady.
The game's about to start.
Oh, there's Tom.
Oh, what a beautiful man.
I like Gronkowski.
We know, Trish. We've all read your Gronk erotica.
It's not erotica. It's fan fiction. Very sexy fan fiction.
Aren't you tired of the same old boring lives?
Let's go to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is no place for four old women.
This could be Tom's last one. He's almost 40. That's like 80 in people years.
Yeah, we're 80 in people years.
I just really need this trip.
80 for Brady is opening this weekend. I'm going to say 4.5 stars. You know what? Let me take that back. I'm going to say 2 stars. Tony?
Oh, wow. I would say 3.5 stars. It just looks like a really fun movie, and it's always amazing to watch mature women on screen.
Okay. What'd you say? How many stars did you say?
I say 3.5.
3.5. There's no way. What about you, Anthony?
I'm saying 2 stars, but I was just making a face about Tony's mature women on the screen comment there.
You're a younger man. Wait till you get a little older. The older women.
Whew. But yeah, it seems like a Hallmark movie. Two stars.
What about you, Mark, in the back row?
I'll go 4 stars, Jim. It looks good.
4 stars. Richard, what are you getting at?
80 for Brady is a mawkish movie, a fire hose spray of sentimentality and easy platitudes. It's a testament to the collective buddy charisma of the leads that it works as well as it does. The characters may be cliches come to life, but without this cast, much of the film's humor would be as deflated as the footballs used at the 2014 AFC title game against the Indianapolis Colts. Tomlin, Fonda, Moreno, and Fields combined 250 years of on-screen experience breathe life into several showcase scenes. 80 for Brady aims to lift up the audience, to inspire, but only in the most superficial of ways. There's more edge on any single episode of Golden Girls than in the entire running time of this ode to friendship and football.
Wow.
And that's why I gave 80 for Brady, now playing in theaters, 2.5 out of 5 stars.
Anybody have that? That was a good sounding review up until a certain point, but I loved his reference to Deflategate. Okay, so 2.5 stars for 80 for Brady. I wonder if Cocaine Bear is going to get a better review. I'm not even sure if he's got that. What's the next movie, Richard?
In Knock at the Cabin, a new thriller from director M. Night Shyamalan, now playing in theaters, a vacationing family are taken hostage by 4 armed strangers who demand they make an unthinkable choice to avert the apocalypse.
Why are you here?
I suppose I'm here to make friends with you. And your dad's too. But my heart is broken.
Why is it broken?
Because of what I have to do today. See, the 4 of us have a very important job to do. In fact,
it might be the most important job in the history of the world. The four of us are here to prevent the apocalypse.
That's it. Okay. I don't know. I bet you it's better than 80 for Brady. I'll give it 3. That's the only thing I'm going on.
Yeah, 2.5. I just I dozed through that entire thing.
So. How could you have dozed? They're going to save the world. It's going to be an apocalypse. Jeez. What are you giving it?
I'm going to say 3.5 stars. Reminds me of another Cabin in the Woods movie. So.
Okay. What about you, Mark?
I mean, Shyamalan's been hit or miss. I'll go 3 stars.
Oh, geez, I forgot it was Shyamalan. I'm going to give it 1 star.
Knock at the Cabin drills down on some very hot-button topics. The option of making a great personal sacrifice for the greater good thematically echoes the issues of societal responsibility that arose during COVID lockdowns and vaccine and mask mandates. Shyamalan plays up the story's rationality versus uncertainty angle, which is perhaps the defining theme of the COVID conspiracy era, and yet the movie has none of the richness these themes would suggest. There are so many avenues for this material to explore, and yet the director sticks to the narrow lane established in the first 10 or 15 minutes. He plays up the obvious aspects of the story while working his way toward a play-it-safe ending, and that's why I gave Knock at the Cabin, now playing in theaters, 2 out of 5 stars.
2 out of 5. Okay, is that what you had, Tony? 2 out of 5.
Something like that, yeah.
And the final movie from Richard Kruse, let's hope it's Cocaine
in
Bear.
Alice Darling, now on VOD and in select theaters.
Hold on, start it all over again. I stepped all over it. Okay, go ahead.
In Alice Darling, now on VOD and in select theaters, Anna Kendrick plays a young woman trapped in an abusive relationship with a controlling artist.
So for my birthday, we're going up north for a week.
You're gonna come, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be fine.
What am I gonna do without you?
My beautiful girl.
We are so glad that you came.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
We just really want you to relax.
When did he become more important to you than us?
Alice, darling.
I lied to him. He has every right to be angry.
Lied about what?
About being here.
Okay, I not interested at all, didn't get me. I'm going to say 3 stars, though.
I wasn't paying attention. I was looking for reviews on Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
I'll give it a 2.
What about you, Anthony?
I was going to say 2.5. It seems kind of interesting.
And kinda. Mark?
Let's go 3.5. Anna Kendrick's pretty cool.
Okay, what do you have, Richard?
In a brisk 90-minute running time, Alice Darling conveys the warning signs of gaslighting and the effects it has on Alice. He doesn't hurt me or anything, she says, but he does get into her head, using his narcissism like a shroud to cloak her own feelings and desires. Kendrick's work gives the movie its power. In a performance that mixes the introspective with the physical, she portrays Alice's turmoil. From pulling her own hair out to her hollow-eyed stare, Kendrick is an authentic and believable victim of her boyfriend's brainwashing. The film wraps things up a little bit too tidily at the end, but the power of Alice's story remains undiminished, and that's why I gave Alice Darling, now on VOD and in select theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
There you go. That's a good, probably, lesson in avoiding D-bags for ladies and maybe for men. Okay, we'll get our roundtable together, take a look at some of the big news stories going into the weekend, and then before we wrap up the hour and say hello to Friday, we've got Slow News Day for you. That's all ahead on the iHeart Talk Radio Network. I'm Jim Richards, and this is News Talk Tonight.